Hi, and welcome to Detox, Talks the Detox, a podcast where we talk to some of the world's finest leaders about their detox rituals and how they maintain continuity in a world of noise and chaos. How they make sure that the criticism that the world puts on them doesn't affect their insight and they still continue to perform as well as they do. Thanks for tuning in. This is Kunal Sundaramani, and you are listening to Detox, Talks the Detox.
We have Piyush Ghosh on the podcast. Piyush is a dear friend of mine, the founder of The Optimist Citizen, India's first purely positive newspaper, the founder of Impulse India, one of the most upcoming media ventures in the country, doing epic stuff. Welcome to the podcast. Lovely to have you.
Thank you so much, Kunal. Thank you so much for having me here today. I think it's a pleasure to be here.
So Piyush, I love what you guys do with The Optimist Citizen, only positive news. And I think positivity has such a detoxing element in itself. And it's almost synonymous. Like the best way to detox is to be positive. And this sounds so similar just while saying the two words together. What was your experience detoxing when trying to help everyone else detox out of the negativity of conventional news?
That's a great question, Kunal. And thank you for putting it up that way, that, you know, the best way to detox is probably be a little positive. And that's, you know, exactly what we wanted to be when we started this newspaper back in 2014, when I was in college and I started this with a couple of friends of mine who were also in college. And we started this out from a small park in Bhopal called Ekant Park. I think you might know about it or might not. But, you know, just thinking about the fact that there's so much negativity out there right now, especially these times as well that we're living in. And news media has, you know, predominantly been very negative in terms of what it shows. So when you open up a news channel any point of the day, all you see is news of rapes, crimes, murders, you know, what's broken, what's not working. You open up the newspaper, you find the same stories again. You then open up social media and then you'll have, you know, more graphic details of the same thing. And we thought there's so much negativity, like you said. So how do we detox? How do we come out of that? And that is when we thought, you know, how about having a newspaper that only talks about positive news and stories? You know, just imagine, Kunal, imagine waking up to a newspaper that talks about solutions, you know, change makers and initiators and doers. So with that thought, we started this newspaper. It's called The Optimist Citizen, and we've covered over, I think, 2,000 stories now. So it's been absolutely wonderful for us, very optimistic, and we have had the best kind of detox, like you said.
So there's something that always comes to my mind. Building a venture has so many portions, like so many parts, which are so time-consuming and not the most positive. And when you were trying to build a venture that's ultimate aim was to make everyone else more positive, how were you able to keep positive in all the struggles of building a business, which are not always that positive?
Yeah, I think that's a great question again. And I think that's part of every entrepreneurial journey. And it has been a part of our journey as well. Honestly, Kunal, I'm not too much of, you know, an optimistic myself, at the risk of not, you know, putting my brand out there. But I would really like to say that I'm more of a realist and more practical person. And what I really encountered in my journey is that, you know, there are good days and there are bad days, and we'll have to live with it. And that's how, you know, if you're able to persist through those good and bad days is how you are able to, you know, build something of value.
What was the most optimistic day while building Optimist Citizen?
Wow, I think you're asking me to pick one day out of so many days of doing this. But if I had to answer one day, it would be, you know, I also shared this experience on my social media and LinkedIn, all of that places. So there was this 80-year-old person, professor from Hyderabad, who somehow discovered the Optimist Citizen through one of his friends. So he went to his friend's place and he found that newspaper at his place in Hyderabad. And that person, he then reached out to me on my email one day saying, you know, I've read a newspaper somewhere and I want to speak to you about something. So I read the email and I probably forgot to reply to it, because Kunal, you would know that, you know, we have so many emails coming day in, day out that sometimes you tend to forget to reply, though it's not a good habit and I'm trying to improve on that, but that happened with me. And then the next day I got a message from an unknown number saying, I'm again that person and I emailed you and wanting to speak to you. So now I realize, okay, I didn't reply to this email, and I quickly texted him back saying, I'm so sorry, sir, that I was not able to reply to the email. Let's speak tomorrow morning at 8. The next day morning, I'm a I wake up really late, Kunal, so you know that I 8 is not my time to wake up. But this person called me up at 8 in the morning next day, and I picked up, and obviously I knew this person was calling, and I picked it up, and I till that time I didn't know that this was an 80-year-old person calling me. I thought he's some professor from Hyderabad, and he called me up, and he was so sweet. From the beginning, he told me that he read about, he read the newspaper, and then he went on the internet, found more about her work, and he loved it. And then he started sharing about his life and how he lives in Hyderabad. So this person, he stay alone, didn't have a family, and the kids were away. And this professor, he said that, you know, this is one thing that I'm wanting to have for so many years now. I've myself been so frustrated with negative news and all of that, that I myself thought of starting a newspaper, newspaper like this some time ago. But obviously, I didn't have the resources, didn't have the capacity to do that. And when I saw this newspaper, I was so happy. It's like, you know, my entire life is coming together. And he told me that, you know, he has a little bit of, fortune left. And, you know, he had some land and a little bit of money that earned out of his whole lifetime. And he didn't have a family to give it to. So he told me that, Piyush, I'm so impressed by the work that would you allow me to give whatever I have to you so that you can continue your work. And at that moment, really, I felt that, you know, we might not have earned big money. We might not have had the most successful entrepreneurial journey, but what we have really earned is a relationship like this. And there's nothing more we can ask from the journey that we have built. And I told that person that, you know, this fortune is for you to keep. It's your money. But what I really want from you is the humility and the humbleness. And also that was the time when we were not doing so well financially. And that simple call from him really turned the entire perspective of looking at things for me as well as for my team. So I would say that was one of the best days that I've had building this.
Wow. That's quite a story. And that's so deep.
You know, there's a saying in Hindi, it says that, you know, if you haven't heard money, so paisa nahi kamaya par log kamaya hai. So we might not have earned a lot of money, and, you know, you might not see us on Forbes 100 list of people earning money, but whatever we have earned is relationships and the wonderful love that we have had from so many people like you also.
One of the best parts I like about entrepreneurship is how certain moments really end up defining it. So what would you say was one of those moments that defined your journey for you, not just in business, but even outside business, as a person, as an entrepreneur, not just within your enterprise, but as an entrepreneur that helps you stay sane today?
First part is business-wise. The moment we started this in 2014, there was a big newspaper who followed what we started doing. So they started bringing out a positive news column, a page on their platform as well. And this was, you know, just when we started doing it. And we were very young, of course. I'm a first-time entrepreneur, so I didn't really know how to handle all of that. And I was speaking to someone about this, and that person told me, you know, just look at it that way. I was thinking this is a competition and we might not be able to spring it off now that the big newspaper is doing it. But the person really told me that, you know, just imagine and look at it from a way that if a big newspaper is doing this, that only validates your idea. It doesn't take anything away from you. So, and it builds a market for you. You don't need to do that extra, you know, effort of building a market. That the newspaper is doing it for you. So if you do it well and better than them, I think you'll do well. And that's exactly how we took it. And that's how exactly where we started building it. That was one defining moment early on in our work career. Personally, I would say, Kunal, a lot of things, to be honest. But one thing really is when I, you know, went out from my school, and when I was school like any other kid, most kids, not like you, Kunal, because you have been a very different school kid. But for most other people, I was, you know, into many other things. You know, I was in sports. I was into, you know, just hanging out with friends and doing all of that. I'm not saying that that is bad, but, you know, I was into those typical school kids who enjoy the 11th and 12th like properly, and I did that. But after 12th, when I went into university and I went to a few places, so I wrote a research paper and I went and to present it somewhere. And that's when I realized, you know, how people from different walks of life, different parts of the world are doing such incredible work and, you know, doing so much of effort to build something of value for the world and the country. And, you know, for humanity as a whole. And that's when I realized if you have got this one life, what you can probably do is build something of value and leave it for people to consume it, so that you at least give back something that you have, you know, had the opportunity of having so long for in your life as well. Like, I've had the privilege of having a good family, a good background, a good education. So it's time for me to give back. And that's what I learned when I went out from my own bubble of friends and own bubble of living in privilege. And then I realized, okay, this is something that I really want to do. I want to give back. And this is my way of giving back. And I wouldn't say that, you know, we want to do this again. I've spoken to you about this before, that we wouldn't want to do this forever. Like, we don't want to do the Optimist Citizen forever. But even if you're able to make a change in say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 media houses and increase their proportion of positive news, I think we'll be done there. And the moment we have that, I think we'll happily retire and say, okay, we have given something back to the world.
Love that. Today, when trying to build something different and overall in life, where did you find the need to detox? Like, I think it's so counterintuitive to the way we're brought up in society that we hardly ever take a moment to. So where do you find your need to detox?
You know, that's an awaited Trump, Kunal. I haven't been able to find that balance, honestly. And I'm still looking for one. I'm also a little bit into music. And, you know, I'm also a big foodie. And I like to cook. I'm not saying that I cook really well, but I like doing it. So I think those are a few things that I do to, you know, just de-stress, get out of that zone and just detox a little bit. But honestly, as entrepreneurs, I don't think it should be promoted or not, but as entrepreneurs, we all know that, you know, detoxing, and sometimes I feel really guilty if I'm, say, spending time with friends longer than I should have, because I feel, okay, I'm not giving enough time to my work and I'm taking away something from work. But I don't think that should happen, but, you know, I'll be honest that it has happened with me. It still happens with me. So I just want to, you know, get to a point in life where I don't have that feeling that, okay, I'm not taking anything away from portions of life, but enjoying both of it. Like, I can have a time, good time with my family and friends, and also have, you know, do proper work. But I'm still trying to get that balance, Kunal, and I'm not sure if I'm closer to reaching that balance, but one day I'm very sure I will, probably with, you know, the detox series and listening to more people about how they do it.
You're too kind. So overall, through everything, what does detoxing mean to you?
Oh, that's $1 million question. I think we're all looking for an answer, because I feel, you know, every person has a different way of detoxing, different way of relaxing. And like I said earlier, that for me, you know, my way of detoxing is probably just indulging myself with music, because I've grown up listening to music. I've grown up learning music as well. So that's one thing that I really do when I'm feeling stressed and feeling burnt out. I'm also very, very passionate about sports, outdoor sports in general, cricket, football, all of that. So whenever I'm like, you know, work-wise, I'm totally frustrated with what's happening, I go out on the field and bring everything out on the field and, you know, get my energies diverted like that. So I also have the privilege of having some, you know, great friends and supporting family. And I think that helps a lot to detox, honestly. And this is one thing that we don't realize because we have it right in front of us. But, you know, I would definitely say that this is one gift that we still have with us, of having a loving family and a supporting family, is, I think, the greatest gift of God. And that really matters to me a lot, because at the end of the day, all you need to do is, you know, get the kind of love and support from the people closest to your life. So I think that's what I do personally, you know, even if I get a lot of hate on the internet and, you know, people trolling you, and that's part and parcel of everybody's life today. And I think I come back to my family and my friends and chill and just have good food, cook a little bit, sing, read something, or listen to good music. And I think that's how I detox. But I'm still looking for a better answer than this, and I'm sure I'll get it in your talk show. I know, Kunal, a couple of stories that I really hold on to out of the thousands that we have done. I think it's very difficult to pick up two, but I would say, you know, one story that I would like to share is, so we did a story about a 9-year-old girl who stays in a slum in Bhopal, urban slum in Bhopal. And this little girl, she, you know, went to a small government school in nearby her slum. And every evening after she came back from school, she ran a library for other school children, other children in her slum, so that they can come and study. So what she really did was, you know, whenever she went to school, and she was supported by another NGO, and she asked them if she could have storybooks and keep it with her and narrate stories to other little children. And by doing that, she created a library in her slum, which she used to run every evening after school, so that she can teach and, you know, narrate stories to other little children in the slum. So there are such beautiful stories of change happening, right? You know, we usually see these stories of wonderful entrepreneurs, fancy doers, and all of that. But such beautiful stories coming in from places where people are not so economically privileged as well. I think that was one beautiful story that we did very early on in our Optimist Citizen journey. And after we did that story, you know, that really went viral and it was picked up by major international media like HuffPost, Reuters, and Washington Post picked up the story as well. And then we also had the government notice this little girl, and she was awarded by the President of India. So, you know, these are wonderful stories that we have had the privilege of breaking first, and then, you know, getting those people recognized. Another story that is really close to my heart is a story of a man who was in the corporate circle for very long. He was in the corporate sector for about 20 years, and very typical corporate background. Did a great his college from a great university, and then did his MBA, and then went into the corporate sector. And this person, after doing corporate for 20 years or so, he realized that he was not feeling good about it. He wanted to do something else. And in the quest for that, he went around the country, in rural pockets of the country, to find out what poverty really means. Because he wanted to do something about poverty. And when he went around, he found out that poverty might not necessarily mean that it's just lack of money, but it could be lack of anything. You know, for example, say Delhi is air poor. So everybody who's in Delhi, they don't have good air to breathe. So he's air poor, right? The people in Delhi are air poor. So he thought, how about he built a village, a self-sustainable system where, people are self-sufficient. So on the model of Gandhi's self-sufficiency model, he thought, how about I build an abundant ecosystem where everything is self-sustainable? And he started something. He built a sustainable village in a place close to Bengaluru, where he has multiple families living there right now. And we did this story. We broke the story, and a couple of our readers, one from US and one from Dubai. So the reader from US, he was an Indian citizen working in US, and he said, okay, he has some land close to Karnataka, very close to where this person was working. And he said, okay, I have this land here in Karnataka. Would this person be willing to replicate the same model in my village, close in my land? So we got those guys connected. And then we had one reader from Dubai who was again, out of India for some reason, and he wanted to come back to India and do something on his own. And he said, okay, this is a wonderful initiative. Can I come and volunteer and spend, next few years of my life with Kalyan volunteering for him? So those are beautiful connections that we have made. And now, all these people are wonderfully working together and collaborated to do work. So those are the kind of stories that we're looking at, where we are not just saying that you read a good story and feel good about it, but we also want people to take some positive actions after they read such positive stories. So our idea has always been to not just read stories, but also initiate and stimulate some positive actions by the virtue of those stories.
Lovely put. So moving on to the rapid fire round, these are a couple of quick questions. Try to answer them in the least possible.
Okay.
Apples or oranges?
I don't like orange a lot, so I would go with apple.
iPhone or Android?
MacBook.
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
I would say Netflix.
Netflix or Disney?
Netflix, man.
Netflix or Extra Sleep?
No, Netflix for sure.
One word that defines you?
Hustler.
One thing that's most important to you?
Being persistent.
Doing chores or decluttering?
Decluttering.
Smart casuals or suits?
Smart casuals, always.
Favorite music?
Big fan of Coldplay.
Favorite movie?
Bollywood, I think. I really liked Ranveer Basanti. Foreign film, I would say. I really like The Godfather.
Favorite series?
I think would be any day Breaking Bad.
Plants or pet?
Like, I don't have a pet right now, so I will go with pets.
Fantastic. This is really fun. Thanks for taking out the time. Always so much fun chatting.
Thank you so much, Kunal, and thank you so much for doing this. I think it's been great to just chat with you. And, every time I chat with you, it's great fun.
You just heard an episode on the Detox Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform, whether it is Spotify or iTunes. We are there.